Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a local couple was able to help Sarpy County Sheriff's deputies track down a man caught on camera stealing packages from porches in Sarpy County's over like the last 24 hours. It was that Ring video doorbell.
I want
one. Yeah, you think those guys would be more paranoid when you're stealing Amazon packages. Right. You're on camera.
Yes.
Yeah, see him bright as day. Yeah, I saw the camera footage.
Five counts
is perfect,
of theft. Yeah. And possession of stolen property, they found him at a local hotel, like he was camped out in a room there and all those packages were there. But yeah, this Ring video doorbell, it went off at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it showed someone on their property near 151st and Giles. And this guy was like, I was driving. So my wife called me and it was like, oh my gosh, someone's stealing something from our porch. They're like watching them.
Yeah, you can watch him. It does a notice or whatever as soon as someone like a sensor dealer, I guess. I don't have one. I shouldn't.
We need to, and local law enforcement needs to have those bait packages. That's the one where
the felon
it's a sting. You know, there's a camera on it and there's a tracking device in there. So the moment you run, the cops are just like
screwed.
You know, they're watching from a van like
fishing.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
It's just a big, it says awesome TV. That's the name of the package. He's like, well, this has got to be the bait. The sweet, sweet bait. Yeah, usually with those rings, you ring the doorbell and then that alerts like whoever. So I wonder if maybe he went up and rang the doorbell to see if anybody was home.
I don't know. I saw it. I don't know. It kind of shows him just running up and running off.
Grabbing it. Oh, God.
Well, like they all do.
The MO of people robbing your house is they said they would always ring the doorbell and then bang on the door loud.
No one home.
If you come to the door, then they just act like it's, oh, this is the wrong house and they leave. Because they don't want to break in if you're home. But when you don't answer the door, then they kick the door in.
Yeah.
And I always think how many times, I mean, do you guys ever just completely blow off people that come to your door? If you're like, that's a door-to-door salesman.
It happened to me
just
once.
Completely, or like you're ignoring them. It's like, well, I hope that guy's not a robber.
Yeah, it happened to me once in Dundee. I was napping in the middle of when I was living there. And I don't know if someone knocked on the door or whatever, but all I know is I was laying there. I'm like, I'm not answering it. And then I hear this noise. And the guy was coming through the window. And he was halfway through, and I thought, I'm going to beat you with a bat. This is going to be crazy. But then I got nervous and weird. I'm like, hello? And he goes, he jumps out of the window, looks at me, goes, is Fred home?
You're like, yeah, no, nice
try, guy. Are you kidding me? I just got you halfway through the house. Are you kidding me? You're right in the window. You cut the screen. I'm sorry, I must have the wrong address, but I was so thrown off.
And he had cut the screen?
Oh, he cut the bottom. Yeah, I was so thrown off that I just watched him walk down. I was so violated and get into his truck and take off. And then about 2 weeks later, someone was banging on the front door. It was an apartment building. And I finally just answered it after that. And it was some guy going, stares at me and he goes, I think I have the wrong house, wrong place. And I'm like, all right, this is way too weird. You know, so I was cased.
It's like a fish, you got cased.
Yeah.
I'm sure the guy's like, when he was crawling out the window, he was like, hey, nice job not answering your door, you flake. Yes, I was robbing
home.
You know what I was doing, but I kind of know what you were doing too.
You know what? But you were home, and so
they
that's kind of rude.
Because they broke in once and stole my Xbox and everything. That was the last time I had a gaming system like that.
Yeah,
well, thiever.
Too bad for you, because today's the day when Call of Duty came out.
Is
so.
It really?
President Trump. Playing. Kicking off his big Asia trip today, he woke up this morning to a fully functioning Twitter account after it was briefly deactivated yesterday evening for about 11 minutes. The president tweeted, quote, my Twitter account was taken down for 11 minutes by a rogue employee. I guess the word must finally be getting out and having an impact.
And that is what happened, right? It was an employee of Twitter on their leaving, quitting.
Yes.
And they said, the last act I'm going to do is some civil dissidence and turn off his account.
I guess it was a customer support employee on his last day with the company. And so Twitter's now going to be reevaluating how they handle exiting employees.
Wouldn't you be kind of upset, though? Like, imagine, take it to a smaller level. You're not the president. It's just somebody who listens. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I don't like Molly. So my last day here, I'm going to turn off your Twitter. Wouldn't you be that kind of...
I'd be
like,
offended
hey, dude,
a little
what's
bit.
Your policy there?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, it's not okay. I mean, obviously, he was trying to make a statement, and that doesn't... But, you know, Twitter... is like, listen, I know we all wish that he would stop tweeting, but you can't take down the president's Twitter account. He's going to be touching down in Hawaii, Japan, South Korea, China, Vietnam, and the Philippines. President Trump is on a tour of Asia. And the big thing on the table is obviously going to be rising tensions with North Korea. And North Korea is calling flights by American bombers a nuclear strike drill. So two bombers made a pass off the Korean Peninsula on a flight from South Korea to Japan yesterday. In North Korea, in a state-run media event, said that the flights were a trial run for a surprise nuclear attack. Now, for its part, the Air Force says that the show of force was planned in advance. It's not in response for any ongoing tensions. It was already something that was happening. House Republicans are promoting their tax reform bill. They're saying that it will help the middle class by cutting taxes and closing loopholes. So they're hoping that by cutting the corporate tax rate from 35% to 20%, it would help inspire U.S. corporations to keep jobs in the U.S.
And Wall Street got excited yesterday.
Yay! I think it broke another record, didn't it? Anyway.
So. Every day's a record.
Yeah, seems like it, doesn't it?
The new iPhone X is being powered up across the world today. People were lining up at Apple stores yesterday in anticipation of the release this morning. The new iPhone X boasts new features like Face ID technology, allows users to unlock their devices by merely looking at it. And also giving users the ability to leave cord charging behind. They can do wireless charging. And the iPhone X is pricey. It's going to set you back almost $1,000, and that's just for the basic model.
Have you guys downloaded the new iOS, though? Like the new iOS?
No, I keep pushing it back.
11.1. I know.
You keep asking me. I'm like, nope.
I know. What has happened that back in the day you couldn't wait?
I know.
It's like we're, I feel like you're suspicious, even though there's nothing wrong with it, but you're like, oh, I don't know. It's got 70 new emojis.
Oh, who cares? What's it going to do to your phone if it's not the iPhone X? That's the thing. Is that, I mean, it's like been documented. Like they do all the stuff in the, when right around the release of a new iPhone, searches for my iPhone's running slowly or my iPhone's acting glitchy, they spike. They go through the roof.
Yeah.
And they say it's because those patches that they send out are to get the software ready for the new model. It's like
you're the
old girlfriend. They don't care about you anymore. Yeah, and all they want to do is make sure that their new little darling runs as optimally as possible.
The glitch on the new iOS has been that battery life. Mm-hmm.
Mine's gotten better with the last one, so I don't want to update. I think I'm good. I don't need emojis.
Yeah.
I feel like,
didn't we just update? I mean, when I don't have an iPhone, but I've got an iPad, and it's always bugging me. And they're like, okay, well, next time you log in, do you want to do it? I'm like, yeah, sure, but I'm going to say no then, too. So
it is. It's like it's a needy girlfriend that is like, do you want to talk? Can we talk? And you're like,
tomorrow?
Later? Okay, we can talk later, but you have to put your code in right now. And you're like, fine.
Fine.
What are you thinking about,
And then
about,
later,
chick?
It's like, okay, so you said later. I'm like, well, later still means later. Like, later is not now later. It's later.
That's
later.
What it is. So now they're like, do you want to talk? It's like, I thought we just talked. We talked a week ago, and you had new stuff, and I said, fine. Well, I changed some stuff, so I really want to talk. Do you want to talk right now? No, I can't. I'm busy. Okay, so we'll talk tonight then. Put in your code.
You're needy. Do not date Jeff, okay? I'm going to say that now.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you, man.
Today is free sandwich day at Subway.
Yay!
Free subs are available at all Nebraska Subway locations today as part of World Sandwich Day. Oh, I love a good sandwich.
Yeah, you can't beat them, can you?
So the deal is if you buy a sandwich and a drink, you get a free one. So it's like a buy one, get one, a BOGO. More importantly, the fact Subway is going to donate a meal to Feeding America with every purchase all day. So that's the nice thing. So Subway has more than 50 locations in Omaha and across Nebraska. So you got plenty of opportunities. Also coming to Omaha.
By the way, is that true that the sandwich was invented by the Earl of Sandwich?
Gosh, I don't know, but what a great name of a company.
I remember they were talking about the Earl of Sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought it was a poker player that invented it. He was playing cards, and he didn't want to stop and eat with a fork and knife. And he's like, can't you make all of this where it's the meat and all that stuff on that?
That's where the Reuben came from during a card game.
Okay. Maybe I'm getting all my sandwiches all
mashed up. I want to know how the sandwich was created. Yeah, that sandwich is
great. I mean, someone who decided to, you know, put food around it.
Yeah.
You used to eat your food, and then you would eat your bread next to it.
And you just put
all this up. Some guy jammed it in the middle. Everybody stopped like, did you put the food in the bread?
Yeah. They're like, you fat ass.
Yeah, it's genius.
Got to everybody eating it like that. Wow.
All right, what else?
Coveted deep dish pizza chain is making its way to Omaha. Chicago-based Giordano's announced on Twitter yesterday that it picked Omaha for the site of its next location. They ran like a online poll which city would get it go to next, and Omaha won. Voters submitted their choices through the end of last week. No word on when that shop's going to be opening.
I thought it was just like a marketing campaign altogether because they're starting to send, because they do delivery, state by state, whatever. And they're like $10 off. If you vote, you get $10 off delivery.
Perfect.
I'm like,
yeah, it was marketing.
Yeah. But I didn't think we were going to get it either.
You can't replicate that store-bought one. I've bought it before. You can find the frozen,
frozen section.
It's just not but the... I've never been able to oven. Replicate like how it is in Chicago. So where else is it? Is there?
There's one in Vegas, but high-end, man. I mean, that was the deal there. I saw one in Vegas. I walked right
at
by.
The
it wasn't
airport?
Open yet. No, it was at one of those casinos. I couldn't tell you what casino it was because there's so many. But it was a high end version of kind of hootie tootie. Felt like I had to wear a suit to go in there. But yeah, there's one there. That's all I know of.
If you saw them make one of these pizzas, you would think it was like what, lasagna. I mean, it's almost that thick. But it's the beauty is the crust.
Yeah,
it has this butter crust that is unbelievable. But I think it's more the crust than the.
So good
sauce, but like how deep? Like four inches, 3 inches?
3 inches, I want to say. Yeah, about 3 inches. I mean, I watched them. They did like a how-to video on how they do it, and I mean, honestly, you are eating like one slice of that pizza is probably a block of cheese.
Yeah,
it is absolutely
like lasagna all together. Like you said, lasagna in a pan.
I mean, you watch it. It's not your traditional. I mean, it goes like cheese topping, and then the sauce is on top.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole difference is that when you cut into it, the sauce is just there on the top of it, and the rest down below is all the
people
all
are
going to
be putting on the pounds. At what point does a place like that become a chain when it's in the grocery stores and in other states? How many? Is it a chain now?
I mean, it's considered a chain. Yeah, right. I mean, it's considered a chain. I mean, it's a chain across the Chicagoland area, and then there's other, like, outside state
it's
stuff.
It's just a good chain?
Yeah.
Because I know you don't like chain.
It's like if a local place, like a Runza, is considered a chain, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it's local. It's a local chain. I mean, it's not some big conglomerate like Yum. It's some, like, local people or whatever, but they're doing well, and they're pushing their product.
Oh. How do you feel about 2 Chainz?
Oh, why don't we play them?
We should be.
Yeah.
I like how we looked at the same slice of pizza and the two men on the show said, that's 4 inches. And Miley goes, that's 3.
Yeah. And delicious. The best 3 inches
laser,
she's ever had.
She had laser
precision.
Laser measured. That's 3 inches.
At best.
I think it's 4. It's like 4.
4.5.
It's like 4.5. I mean, hold on a second. Okay. Let me pull in my gut. Yeah, that's 4.
Stop it. This is so gross. Well, if the idea of somebody farting in the vicinity absolutely grosses you out, and it should, there's one silver lining to that butt cloud rainbow, and it is the fact that it's actually beneficial to your overall health.
There you go.
There are researchers out of England that have discovered that certain gases from stinky farts can combat disease. The microbial byproduct within farts can lower the chances of heart attacks, strokes, dementia, and cancer. This is terrible. I never want my son to hear this story. I hope he's still sleeping. they did a study. So I guess there could be implications for future therapies. Fart
for
therapy.
Future therapy, really?
I know. Can you imagine? I've got dementia. Well, Dad's going into his fart therapy. We're hoping that it works out.
Yeah. Is this fake news?
No, this is, I wish. I so wish that this was a made up story that made all the guys out there go, see, honey, I'm saving lives. But
well, probiotic, sadly, man, it'll solve it.
You dang right it will.
You get on the right probiotic chain and you almost miss it.
Yeah.
I mean, because most dirty men, you enjoy your own brand.
Yeah, so you eat it.
I mean,
so
believe me.
Yeah, eat it.
I feel like I'm talking about a different person when I'm talking about myself. Yeah. Who no longer does that.
Let me ask you
but
this.
I used to have those egg farts that are epic.
Oh, God.
And it
makes
must
me
run in
vomit.
The family because my dad had the gift.
Yeah. It's
almost
really?
A gift.
It is a gift.
It's almost like it's almost like an X-Men superpower. I mean, I can clear a bus. I've got that famous story of an entire bus of bridesmaids. Oh, and the gallon back, the moment it came out of me,
you're
classically silent but deadly. But it came out.
Oh, no.
Oh, it came
and my
out
buddy
hot.
Looked at me like, please tell me you didn't. And I go, I did. And it's bad. And right on cue, six rows at the back of the minibus, a gal goes, oh my God. Oh my God. I'm in a window. I can't breathe. And then we finally get to the bar and I got to get yelled at by like the bridesmaid. Like, why'd you do that for a bunch of ladies? I'm like, I couldn't help myself, right? I'm a human.
Yes, it happens.
And the gal is screaming, I can't breathe. I'm in a window. They were awful. Just, my buddies were all worn out after 2 days of hanging out with me. They were like, stop it. They were punching me. I had like raspberries on my arm. They're like, you have to go outside or go in the other room. If you do it again, I'm going to knock you out.
There is a moment where there is a moment
well,
too
what
much.
Point
there really
you in
is.
Control of your own butt. I mean, you don't have to.
Oh,
like, you say
it.
You have to, but
come
I mean,
on.
You could choose to go someplace else.
No
if you
one
know it's going to be that bad.
No one does. No one thinks it's going to be that
then
bad.
Then I would, but it's like most people don't get up and walk out of the room because they have to, you know,
plus it trails you.
Pass gas.
It's just part of life, part of nature.
That's it's your system.
Mm-hmm,
but like probiotics and those things regulate that stuff, and you don't have
any.
It's
of
all
it.
About having a good bacteria in your gut. I mean, there really is something to it.
Isn't that
now
strange?
You got a whole your generation, Molly. Your kids will be.
Oh, he loves them.
What do? They call those where they redo the stuff in their gut. What do they call?
Oh, the probiotic. What do you mean?
The poop pill or whatever.
Oh, it's where they like reboot the system.
Yeah.
Oh,
gut
I mean,
transplants, you know.
Oh, like the microbe or whatever they put the stuff in. I mean, trust me, my son is.
I mean, there's people that'll do that. They'll go to a hotel and they've found out a way to empty their system and then start over.
Yeah, start. Right. They just reverse it.
I think
somehow.
They call
it's
it
they
a transplant.
Viruses.
It's like a gut transplant. Like they,
something like that, yeah.
You're getting someone else's bacteria. You take it in a pill. Fecal transplant. That's
there
what they call them.
Yeah, because it's a poop pill.
It's kind of a controversial deal, but they call it a fecal transplant, where you're taking somebody's healthy bacteria and rebooting your system.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
This
streaming live worldwide, 24 hours a day.
Log on now. Check it out.
Channel. 941.com.
Travis, what's up, bud?
Hey, you were talking about the Ring doorbell. Just want to give you guys a little bit more information. I highly recommend them to pretty much anybody.
Yeah.
They also have a couple of different settings, so it's not just like when you push the button and ring the doorbell. They also have like a motion sensor, so
oh, cool.
It'll tell you when anybody gets anywhere close.
Oh.
So like UPS guys or Amazon guys or anything like that, or anybody that comes up to your door, it'll ping your phone and let you know that somebody's set off the motion sensor, and then you can choose to watch the video or not.
Okay. And it's pretty cheap.
All right.
And isn't it pretty
oh,
cheap?
Yeah.
They have
yeah.
it at Costco.
Yeah.
I saw them just the other day, and I thought about it.
Well, how much are they?
They range anywhere from, if you get the actual Ring doorbell version of it, they're about $200, and then they can go up to $1,000, depending on the package you get. Yeah.
Okay.
But even for $200, I mean, they are well worth it with all the features. They also have like a still camera, so you can shoot. It'll take like still shots for you as well instead of streaming video.
Now you can put that camera anywhere.
Yeah,
that's
you
the
can
thing.
Put it anywhere.
That's
it
the
was
whole,
funny
the-
because my brother, my older brother, actually put one on his fridge because his kid kept sneaking stuff in the middle of the night. Caught his kid.
That's amazing. Seriously.
I never thought
so
about
good.
Something like that. That's awesome. Wow,
honey,
there you go.
I know that you're stealing my leftovers. I put up a camera and I've caught you. He's like, you're sick. You realize that?
Yeah, sick in the head. All right. Well, heck. Yeah, I've been looking into one myself. I see him and, you know, friends have them. They always talk about him. But, yeah, and I guess they do caught this guy just recently stealing stuff.
Yeah, Chaco Hills, there was a couple instances of people getting their packages stolen off of the porch. And one of these couples where he went to the wrong house and they had that Ring doorbell and they caught him. The wife called the husband. He was driving his car. She's like, oh, my God, somebody's stealing a package. Neither one of them were home, but they watched it all. But it helped lead to his arrest because they had evidence. I mean, a photo of the suspect. So that helps.
Well, the other good feature about it, too, is when they come up to your door, you can talk to them.
Yeah.
So in the case of a delivery guy, you could say, hey, could you leave that package at the back door, not the front door?
Okay. You can talk to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Directly through your smartphone.
My friend talked to me through, she has a Ring, and I was dropping her son off. I was picking him up and doing the drop off for her at their house. She wasn't home, but the babysitter was. And she started talking to me through the doorbell. I was like, hi. She's like, hey, this is my first time trying this. We just got it. Hi. Like, I'm at the office. I saw you. I'm not creepy.
They're like, people don't talk face to face anymore. I love this. I don't have to see your face. It's a FaceTime world.
Leave my son. Walk away slowly. I don't want to have contact. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, Travis, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, I heard they're pretty awesome. I'm just saying, eventually everything is going to be on camera. I mean, we're all being watched. He's saying that's what's amazing about it is it's got these motion trippers.
Yeah, just,
and that can record a 15, 10-second loop.
Okay.
I mean, so the future will be everything was on camera. It'll be, why did you do that?
I mean, I got it all
and
right
you go,
here.
I didn't, and then I show you the clip.
It's like that Black Mirror.
That's what I'm saying. The history.
Black Mirror
it's
all the way.
It's the history of everything.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Channel 94.1.
Celebrity News, what's up?
Selena Gomez is said to be back with Justin Bieber.
Oh, and I love the line they say that the smile, she hasn't smiled like that in so long.
Really good.
And it's the smile of Justin. That's what Justin Bieber does to you.
There you
when
go.
When he lays it down.
Girl.
What up, girl?
The smile.
They were out Wednesday night. They went to a hockey game out in L.A. They've been seeing a lot with each other. So she and The Weeknd just called it quits, or at least word came of their split earlier this week. But apparently it happened a couple weeks ago when The Weeknd called it off. But he's taking being single a different direction. He's partying hard. She's, you know.
The Weeknd is.
Yes. She's cycling and going to hockey games and holding hands with her, you know, her ex. And he's out hitting the clubs. He was spotted in Toronto and in New York this week, just living it up.
But he handed her the papers, so.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're saying that Bieber's been pursuing her.
Mm-hmm. I'm
so
sure.
Maybe there's a little bit of overlap. I got much credibility for Bieber back when he played in that celebrity hockey game.
Oh, yeah.
With
he's
the LA sports. Kings.
Yeah.
And he can hang. He was scoring goals. Like, he's a good player.
He's a good sports guy. And he plays basketball and everything.
Now he's taking Selena to hockey games and they're in love.
Well, you don't know love when they're wearing jerseys together. Were they wearing jerseys? Do you know?
I didn't see the pictures.
Okay.
Matchy. Yeah,
wasn't
no, that,
there
I don't
a
know.
Marissa Tomei movie or something where she takes Christian Slater to a hockey game and he's like born with a heart too small and he catches the puck?
Monkey Heart. Yeah.
Are you with me?
Untamed Heart.
Untamed Heart. It's a romance. They're in love. They go to LA Kings games.
Is that where the love is?
He catches the puck and gives it to her.
And then
he has
like
to tell her
day.
That his heart was born two times too small.
Oh, that's terrible.
And she's like, monkey heart.
Yeah, she's finally in love. Tells all of her friends, I met the man of my dreams. And he's like, yeah, my heart has like one day left on it.
I've got like one
end.
Day left on the baboon ticker.
Monkey heart.
Mm-hmm. He saves her. She was she worked in a diner. And then, you know, that was the whole thing. She was walking home and somebody tried to, you know, jump her, rob her. And he came to the day. And then next thing you know, she's in love.
Monkey heart.
That's what you have to do, boys. You need to figure out how to save a girl.
From an unknown attacker. Taylor Swift is in love as well. She dropped the fourth track off her upcoming album, Reputation, midnight last night. It's called Call It What You Want.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Let's drop some of that.
Call late November, holding my breath slowly. I said, you don't need to save me, but would you run away with me? Yeah. My baby's been like a daydream, walking with his head down. I'm the one he's walking
remember, this is off her new album. Maybe you'll like this song then? How about this one?
Next week, this one?
It's like she's a waitress in a restaurant. She just keeps bringing us appetizers. Man. And we're going, I don't think I like that one.
I liked the first three. I don't like her slower, love songy ones, though. And I've never been. So when I heard this like one, this I was stuff? Like, yeah, this, I don't like this one as much. Okay. I like the other
we
three
are
better.
On the outside, because her fans are loving this song
yes.
today.
Yeah,
they people are.
Are.
Here's my only question. Everyone says it's such a romantic love song. I'm just not hearing it yet, but I guess I have to listen to it 10 more times.
10 more times. Get the lyrics down, lay with me, all that
the
stuff.
The lyric video is really neat that she released with it, too. I watched it on Vivo this morning, and it's cool. I mean, it's neat. She must be working with some sort of cool graphic designers or something. Like, she's been putting out these really well-produced lyric videos. So she's not even really in them. I mean, it's just cool imaging.
Yeah, okay, just like lyrics and stuff?
Yeah, but it's like a typewriter, and then there's script. I mean, it's
like
visually...
she's done it with every song, hasn't it? It seems like, no?
She did it with Look What You Made Me Do.
Okay, all right, that's what I, what I watch.
And then she didn't do it with Gorgeous. She just released a video of how she made the song. That was the big thing.
Mm. The new penalty needs to be, like, you have to go to the gym today with your earbuds in and sing along the lyrics really loud like you're oblivious to it.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's Patton. This week's penalty.
Look what you Patton. Made me do.
Patton through like, your cardio, oh. just belting out the lyrics to... Man. Call it what you want.
Call it what you want.
Call it what you want. New in theaters this weekend. Chris Hemsworth's back as Thor. It's Thor Ragnarok. He's imprisoned on the other side of the universe without his mighty hammer, and he has to race against time to get to Asgard to stop the destruction. It looks amazing. The cast looks awesome. I can't. I told my husband.
Are you really going to go see it?
Come on.
No, I already had a conversation with Peter. I was like, I can't. I don't know. He's like, listen, you have a hall pass.
He said, listen, if you're just stammering here. Do you want to go or not? Listen, I listen. He's like, I am listening.
I'm at work and I don't care. But if you want to talk to me about Thor right now, I'm still going to finish this email and only half listen. Okay, that's all I wanted, Peter. You just gave me the answer I wanted.
I like your boyfriend, Chris Hemsworth. He doesn't make movies that I can see. Like, when is he going to get back into a vehicle I can enjoy? I just don't like the damn comic book movies anymore.
But you liked the sea one. What was it? The Heart of the Sea?
Maybe it was Survive. Didn't. I didn't like that
movie. No one liked it. What are you talking about?
Did you like him in Crash, or what was the one where Rush?
I liked him in one of those.
That was the Ron Howard one where he played
Rush
the European.
Was okay, but there was that action movie that he made. You remember where he was Black Bag, Black Hat?
Oh, Black Hat was terrible. Hat
was it was an action movie, though. Black Hat wasn't so awful.
I couldn't even make it all the way through.
You guys are, you're talking to someone who likes superhero movies and, so you're.
And he's a guy that likes
the opposite.
Black Hat movies. Yeah. Also a new in theaters this weekend. Bad Moms Christmas.
I hear that's terrible.
Kristen Bell, Mila Kunis, and Catherine Hahn, they're all back together. But now I guess they also have, like, maybe their moms. I don't know. It's Super Bowl for Moms Christmas.
Okay, coming out in theaters January 19th, Chris Hemsworth stars in a movie called 12 Strong.
Okay, what's that?
12 Strong tells the story of the first Special Forces team deployed to Afghanistan after 9/11.
Bam, that's
totally
your movie.
Seeing that.
That's your movie.
There you go.
And it'll be all over the top. We'll be like, why is the head of the SEAL team from Australia?
I know.
Maybe we'll survive.
Exactly.
Maybe they will. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Pino's Palette. It's brought
to
you by
Pino's Palette. Brought to you by Pino's Palette. You can check out the calendar at pinospalette.com/LaVista. Paint, drink, and have fun.
All right. Hello. Who's this?
Rosanna.
Hi, Rosanna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Yeah. Do you want to do some Jay-Z action? What's the deal?
You bet I do.
All right. You're calling number 9. Congratulations. Got a pair of tickets for you. All right.
Are you serious?
You got it, girl.
That's
like, not joking.
Ship cray.
I never win anything.
Well, you just won the affection of everyone listening. Kinda. They're probably mad.
Well, thank you. And so. I love your guys' show. I listen to you every morning.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
And sometimes it pays off.
It does.
Today would be an example.
Okay. All right. Hold on, dear. All right.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.